It's me, Tony T, from the Nerd of God Daily Devo, and our podcast crew is spending the next 4 days at MegaCon, a huge convention for fans of comics, anime, sci-fi, cosplay, and more. We've got a booth set up and everything in the middle of this mammoth hall filled with such wonderful things, from artists to actors to comic shops and even tattoo artists. They're saying that over 100,000 people will be in attendance this weekend, and it's a pretty amazing place. Now, because we're working at this con, we're there all day, for 4 days. And I don't know if you're like me, but during the day, I get hungry. But I'm careful not to let my hunger get the best of me, because the food that's available in the convention center is not cheap. It's like $4 for a Coke, or $10 for a personal pizza. It's just a bit much. So I'm standing there, I'm smelling the delicious food, but I know I've got to wait a couple more hours and be on my way home. I could stop and get a sandwich. I had to count the cost. Would I rather have this small serving size of pizza, or would I rather have $10? And I weighed my options, and I decided that even though I was hungry, I could hold out until I got home. I also did the math, and eating there every day through Sunday would have cost me a pretty penny. Let me tell you this, tomorrow I'm coming in with a fully realized complement of snacks. On the spiritual side of things, Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and you're not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.'" Now, in this context, he's not talking about the financial responsibilities or giving a lesson on subcontracting for dummies. He's referring to the cost that we incur when we choose to follow him. We have to choose to establish the value of certain things in our heart. We have to choose to lay some things down, or maybe even take some things up. But ultimately, we have to weigh our options. Would I rather have this or this of something that I cannot keep, or would I rather take hold of something far more valuable that I literally cannot lose? So today, take a quick assessment of your life, but more importantly, look and see how wonderful it is to be a follower of Jesus. You'll find that nothing quite compares to him. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Connect with us online by visiting nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at nerdofgodcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. And if you want to hear more, you can listen to our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I got to bring my snacks and get up on out of here.